So if I had to guess, what we're going to hear about today is, like I said, God of War Ragnarok trailer, something like that. And I think we're going to get a Twisted Metal reboot, some sort of revive, we're going to make it happen again. I guess revive was the right word in the first place. But yeah, we're going to get some kind of thing for that. That's my far out there left field prediction, because I love that game and it would actually drive me to want to try to get a PlayStation 5, despite how hard they are to get. Yeah, no, I know I'm Marillion, but I'm not sure about the pro thing, the middle step stuff. I don't think that worked out great last time either of the big console people tried that. PlayStation 4 Pro and Xbox One X both sort of illustrated the issues with doing such a thing. I don't think that worked out. But yeah, maybe. So third-party wise, Final Fantasy VII Remake Part 2, probably, maybe today. Some indie stuff, possibly. I'm trying to think of anything that would just like blow my mind or freak me out, and I can't really think of much. But I love Twisted Metal. Like, the fact that there's not a Twisted Metal Battle Royale game by now is a crime. And I know we're all sick of Battle Royales, but that's the one Battle Royale I would play the living shit out of. I'd be flipping out. And they do always come out with a slim model, but it's not the Pro. You got to remember that Pro is like this weird half step. It was a power increase, not a slimming down of the console. Both they and Microsoft did that, and that's the first time anyone's done that mid-cycle, and it didn't go great. It was not great. There were some strange artifacts from that problem or that process that people didn't love. So I really don't think we're getting a Pro half step this time. I could see a slim, but I don't think we get that already. That's got to be later down the road. But you know that'll happen. That always happens. It's just too soon, man. You still can't even get the damn things. You go try to buy a new console for them or Microsoft right now, and it's like, well, sorry, we're all out, and we don't know when we're getting stock in. It's like impossible, so... I just that would be so tone deaf for them to like come out with something that was like, oh, and now it's got twice the RAM and a better GPU. But don't worry, all games will be made to work with both consoles, and then you got to deal with the whole, oh, great, so that means it's hamstrung for the more powerful one, or it runs shitty on the old one. It didn't go good. But yeah, I agree, Amarillion. It's a dumb rumor. But a rumor nonetheless. So anyways, after we look at this triangle, circle, X, and square for a little while longer, we should be ready to go here. They're starting any moment now. But I've gone so hard into Game Pass this run, this generation, that I don't know what they could show me today that would freak me out. And Twisted Metal something would do it. That would at least get me excited, I think. And I know that's not everyone's game. Like, I played a pathetic amount of that game. So much. Oh, Warhawk? I doubt it. Warhawk was cool. Jet Moto was cool. But yeah, they could revive something like that. If I, if I had $50 here and I could put it down and say, okay, here's exactly what the heavy emphasis is going to be. My guess is it's that God of War follow-up. Because that was massive for them, and they need massive right now, so I'll bet you that's it. Maybe we'll get a look or a peek at the Spider-Man follow-up, Miles Morales follow-up, Spider-Man 2, or what do we call it? I don't know what we call it. Anyway, there could be that. And yeah, I know it's the cross button. I know. Yeah, Game Pass is real strong, so it's hard for me this time around to just go all in on PlayStation like I have in the past, but they could blow my mind. And maybe today, maybe they go, hey, we got this thing now. It's called PlayStation Everything, and it's got all the stuff you want. You pay us $14 a month, and you can just have it on day one. Burp, burp, burp. That'd be amazing. Okay, here we go. Oh, trailer. We're starting with a trailer. Like you do. Let's make sure our volume's good on this. I'll be sad if it isn't. Mature content. That could be anything. Wait a minute. Is that Michael, what's his name, that just passed away? That wasn't him, was it? I look just like him. Oh yeah, this is what we want to inspire in people, is public rivalry. We don't have enough of that in our natural lives. Let's get everybody hating on each other. You spin me right round, like a record, baby. What do we think of this? How are we liking this? What do we think of this here? What's this whole deal? That is him. That's the wire guy that just died. Or am I wrong? How does it feel when the song is going to make everybody's co-stream illegal as soon as it's over? I have to delete this immediately after we're done. I don't know, Sidian. It looks just like him. It ain't him. It's a big lookalike deal. All right, we're playing chess. That's the future of PlayStation. Nope, you're right. It's not him. I just saw his face. That's not him. Oh, the king's in trouble. Oh, take your crown off there, buddy. Well, look, it's Aloy. Oh, that was a weird ad. I don't think I liked it. I don't think that was my favorite thing that I've ever seen. I'm trying not to be cynical, because everyone does this, but... Now, here we go. Here's what I like. I like video games. Let's go. It's not some weird commercial about some psycho future.
I'm Jim Ryan, president and CEO of Sony Interactive Entertainment. And welcome to the PlayStation Showcase.
Yes.
At PlayStation, we believe in pushing boundaries and setting the benchmark for creativity and excellence in entertainment. We always love the opportunity to speak directly with our community.
Sweet.
The new technology in PS5 enables development teams to build more exciting, immersive, and compelling worlds, showcasing their creative vision as storytellers. We've never been more grateful for the PlayStation community. So thank you for allowing us time to share some significant updates and brand new content. So without further ado, let's look at some new and amazing games.
Let's do it. New and amazing. I'm ready to be blown away. Give me what you got. Okay, Lucasfilm, here we go. Some kind of Star Wars business? Hey, those people convert games to the Mac. That's
Peace
weird.
This is a lie.
Not actual gameplay. Okay. Not that
that
matters.
What the Sith believe. They promise power.
All right, here's Star Wars music.
Now they wield it.
Redhead Jedi 2. The talking
the
order.
Sith in generations. They must be stopped.
Isn't that what's his name? Oh yeah. Knights of the Old Republic remake. Remake, you say? That's pretty rad. However, Asper not known for really good remakes. I'm just going to put it out there. Is that an exclusive? I don't know if that was an exclusive or not. I think EA owns the rights to that, so if it is, they're doing an exclusive deal with EA. And as Tally in the chat would say, what do we got here? Okay. This looks like Hair Lady. What's her name? That's a nice Nice crotch shot. Very anime of you. Very nice. Randy, I'll give you that one. The Switch version of the Civ is pretty strong. I'll give you that. Fair enough. They've had some real bummers, though. Another gratuitous crotch shot needed, required by anime law. Oh! Eyeballs within eyeballs. Oh, shit. This can't be Bayonetta. Bayonetta's a Nintendo deal now. What is this? Anime Metroid. I like that. That's a great one. I like burned out old shitty cities. I'm into it. When you're the only one left, I love it. That's my jam, but I don't know if this is my jam. I'll need me some English, please. What is this, a bunker? It's a subway station. Like a meatball sub, 6-inch. Oh, is that her friend? Oh, what's happening here? It looks like an attempt to recreate kind of the vibe of the Nier Automata stuff, maybe? I don't think this is a sequel. Or even a square joint. They would have said. Oh my lord. That's an inconvenient mouth for that creature. Like wheel mouths. Very weird. I give the music an A. I'm into it. Some kind of zombie? Some sort of zombie? A quick time event? Oh! Skating through the penis? This is through the urethra? She's been shrunk down to the size of a nanobot, but she's in the urethra, heading toward the testes. Oh, look out. They got held up at the vas deferens. Fighting off some sort of virus. Oh, Lord. Look at this thing. With the saw blade heads is the new hotness, I guess. So lots of boss fights, looking like. And yes, quick time events, still a thing, man. Project Eve. What is that? I don't know what that is. Have I heard of this? And how Dark Souls-y is this bullshit? Probably a lot. I bet that's a lot. It's a Korean game. 2K, Gearbox. When you lose your USB stick, dun, dun, dun. And it's full of porn,
the Dragon Lord has returned!
Ha 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 ha, fools! Your party of heroes can't stop me!
Oh, it's that. It's that deal.
Spoiler? It's you, baby.
Still don't know how I feel about this game. I can't get my excitement up for it, but at the same time, they could convince me. It's Borderlands Wonderlands or something. Wonder Border. Wonder Bummer. Ooh, it's a big giant can full of soda and a dye. Oh, man, they're really laying into the tropes.
Are there guns in a fantasy world? And I am just so glad you asked, because shut up your face and get shooting! Ah!
Oh,
Sharkman.
Oh, get it? Loot, like loot. Get it? You guys get it? I think I get it.
I'm in.
You ready, newbie?
Time for character sheets, baby!
Tiny Tina's Wonderlands, that's it.
All right, trailer over. No end credits scene here. This ain't no super duper hero movie.
I don't know, man. I still can't tell if I like it or not. I mean, maybe. Once again, the icons from our controller and abstract floaty 3D renderings. Here at Sony, we are super into this aesthetic. All right, here we go. Square. All right, here's your part two, I'll bet you.
I'll let you in on a secret, Ben. Oh. A pretty big deal.
Maybe not.
Real big deal. We are getting out of the city, Homer.
Ooh, cat tech. Some good cat tech.
No more fights. Clean air. Bright skies.
Pray. Oh no, she has to kill Chaos.
What?
Oh shit. Chaos has to be killed and only she can kill it.
What?
Get back in your hole. Go back in your hole. Before it disappears.
Wait, stop.
Oh no, the anus.
Whoa.
It looks nice. I like new IPs as well, Omega 9. I'm with you there, buddy.
Where on earth is this?
Yeah, where on earth is this?
Who's there?
And technically not Earth. Well, not what you would call Earth, anyway.
I swear to God, asshole, show yourself.
Show myself? I've shown.
Where are you?
Right here, at the end of your arm. Oh, hello, yes.
Okay.
It's the Legend of the Ten Rings.
I'm somewhere that's not what I would call Earth. I'm seeing freaking dragons, and oh yeah, I'm talking to a cop. Did I just do that?
We did.
I just moved it with my freaking mind. Yeah, okay, that is something I do now. I do magic, kill jacked up beasts. I'll probably fly next.
Now you're just being ridiculous.
Oh, that's too far. Good to know there's a line.
I don't know how I feel about this one yet either. It looks neat though.
Land,
a little snarky? That's hard to do?
Special.
It's a special kind of talent to make that stuff funny.
Tanta Sila is the strongest and most formidable of all the Tantas.
Australian or New Zealand voice actor?
Great service by killing her.
Spoken from Square. Interesting.
Frey. No name for a demon.
I am the one you seek. The one and only Tanta Sila.
Oh, that was Chaos. I am Chaos, and you must try to kill me, for I am Chaos. I don't know about that. Maybe. I need a review of that. I need to know what's going on
for
in there.
Decades, Team Rainbow has been the shield against the worst global threats imaginable. Hostage situations, biological weapons,
live action video,
nuclear war,
combined with game
now,
generated
we
content.
Face the greatest terror our world has ever known.
This is a coming on everything, so I don't know why they're showing this one. I guess they can show third party stuff that isn't exclusive. I don't know how I feel about this. They showed this at the Xbox One. I don't know if it's interesting to me or not. I hate to sound on the fence with it, but I don't know. Like, I want sci-fi in my tactical business. I like that. I'm a fan.
We will do whatever it takes.
But Ubisoft hasn't been killing it lately. They've been kind of sucking it. The creep. It's the creep again. Shoot it.
Together, we enter the unknown. Together, we fight for our future. And no one will be left behind.
The Thing. I think that was The Thing. Was Hank, what's his name? Rainbow Six Extraction. That's coming to everything, including PlayStation 4, which means probably not going to be maximized for the new console. I don't think. Oh, more X's, O's, squares, circles. Yeah. There you go, Sony. Good job. I mean, they are iconic, so you gotta use them. I get it. I totally get it. Yes, Luke, I do want to see the new Venom. Oh, I heard of it. Okay, so this is confirmed now. This is Alan Wake remastered.
In the dark, stay in the light.
The Deerfest guests have already started to arrive. Just ran into one on the ferry. Famous artist, no less.
Used to be a 360 exclusive.
Alice?
How things have changed there.
Alice? My wife, Alice, she's missing.
Calm down, Mr. Wake.
Last night I woke up.
Oh, this looks old.
I was missing a week. What had happened to me? I squeezed the flashlight like my life depended on it.
Welcome to 2010, y'all.
I could save myself. I could save Alice.
It's probably just a standard remaster. They didn't do much to it, I'm sure. Why would you?
Carl.
Carl!
Deadly.
Get back to the car, Carl!
Thank you.
I didn't like Alan Wake. It scared me, so I couldn't play it. It legit scared me. It creeped me out the whole time.
My name is Alan Wake. I'm a writer.
Remastered. Okay. That's fine. I don't know, dude. I don't know about that. That'll be everywhere, by the way. That's not exclusive. Hey, guess what?
Hello, Franklin.
What's up?
Hey, have I told you guys about... Have you heard of Grand Theft Auto 5, you guys? Have you heard of this? I don't know if you're familiar with the series, but there's the hot new Grand Theft Auto 5. Brand new. Never played anywhere before. It's all new. Definitely wasn't on PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 before it was up-resed for PS4 and Xbox One and PC, and then not at all getting re-released on everything else again. So that's not what this is. This is brand new.
We're gonna literally make out like bandits.
There's Trevor. Never heard of him. He's a guy I've never heard of. He's a meth guy, kind of meth man. A little bit there. I mean, it is the PC version, right? That's what we're looking at here. I don't know about that. I don't know. How can I get excited? Come on, Sony. Give me something super exciting here. What are we even doing? Taxi 2022. Uh-oh. Zombies or something. Japanese production, looks like. Some sort. Oh no, the giggle gas is gonna get you, buddy. Oh no, shit!
What was that?
That sounded like Transformers. Slenderman, the shooter. Get all the Slendermen.
There remains work yet undone. Critical work. People always decry the truth. When forced to face it.
I like Mist the book and Mist the movie.
I will be her salvation.
Mari! Mari!
Oh, I took one for the team there, buddy.
The time is nigh. The world rests on the precipice of transformation.
It's all right. It's kind of just makes me tired. Makes me feel like I'm going to get worn out playing this. Face the unknown.
A new age will dawn.
Oh, it's Ghostwire. They've been talking about that forever. Is that finally happening? That was PS4 originally. Is that still the case? I don't know, man. That looked fine. That looks cool. They've been talking about it forever. I just feel like maybe now finally get that out, I guess. Marvel? Oh, this is probably that new... This is the... Oh, this is... They're going to keep pushing
Guardians.
This.
Guardians... of the galaxy.
You oh, Guardians. That's fine. Truth. I'm actually looking forward to this game.
Rejoice.
Legit.
The matriarch wishes to share it with you.
I thought
United
this was more that Avengers
light
game.
Of belief, all suffering, all grief will end. Oh! Yeah! Ah!
What's wrong with you?
Oh, I think... Yeah, I think I'm having a heart attack.
Cease this at once. Fine.
Cosmo! How you doing, buddy?
Grand Unifier Raker, leader of the Church of Truths.
During that ritual with the priest, they kept talking about a promise.
It was like they were drinking funky juice or something.
We're funky joined juice. A cult.
So let us investigate for you.
Always a Gitch, Peter Quill. And not fun kind with Bob.
Hey, World Mind, long time no see.
The current probability of defeating
the Universal Church of Truth is
0.3%.
Is that bad? It sounds bad.
It is.
I hope you've got one hell of a speech plan, Peter.
That makes two of us.
I'll take you to the stars.
Follow me!
Show ya who we are! We're space riders with no name.
What is this music?
Take you to the stars. Show ya who we are!
By rejecting the promise, you have proven yourselves unworthy, and you must be destroyed!
I want to play that game. I hope it's good.
That was completely intentional. The Milano's on her way. Thanks, bud.
Can't tell if the humor's going to hit or not. It might be okay. These are all third-party games. They haven't shown anything that's not on everything yet. Sony's all about exclusives, I thought. What's the deal today? Oh, this is that new Vampire the Masquerade based Battle Royale thing. Right?
Nosferatu.
This is already on PC, like yesterday. Tuesday or something. I'm interested in that Masquerade world stuff. I've never played tabletop or had much experience with it, but it seems like the kind of vampires I could get into, because normally I hate them. Yeah, Blood Hunt. That's already out. This shit is out. Yeah, it's already a thing. That's fine. I mean, that's fine. I'm glad all these games are coming there.
Welcome to the Eon Program. Picture your perfect you. Your health, your enlightenment, your...
Oh, this is that weird, again, another game that's on everything, but it's...
Shut up.
I forgot the name of it. Very Fallout-y.
The only thing missing from Black
instead,
shut
the fuck up. The Visionaries. Eight geniuses who painted up a prison and named it Freedom. Locked us all in one repeating day. Their eternity. An endless party that you can never leave.
Right? Am I thinking of the right thing? Oh, no, it's Deathloop. Okay, so this is the one. This is the one. Now Microsoft owns this game, but they're following through on making it PS5 exclusive for the first year or whatever it is.
Whatever these guys are doing, all spewing eons bullshit.
I think, is that what this is?
So how come I don't remember shit? This party island hangover is none my thing. My thing is answers. Who are these people? What do they want with me? And why is she always one step ahead? Come on, Colt. You gotta put this together.
I'm still unsure how I feel about a death loop mechanic or the loop time loop mechanic. Something I just don't like, generally speaking, in most video games.
From the future, the past,
but I love this developer. Whatever. They're great.
And some jackass wrecked every plane out here. Is this a contest for them? Some type of experiment? How does this time loop work? Does anybody remember?
Why is everyone wearing a mask?
What the hell is notes anymore?
Who am I?
They have changed the story. That's not what they showed before.
I want you to remember why you came here.
Huh. Is that... Damn, I look good. I've imagined myself a way out.
Oh, I know what this is. I mean, gameplay-wise, this reminds me of that Outer Worlds.
Time loop before it breaks outer me.
What's it called? Shit. Little tiny Bethesda. Little Bethesda, because that's a Microsoft. That's literally Microsoft owns that now. All right, what do we got here? Give me something I want to buy a PlayStation 4. Gosh dang it. So far, you've given me nothing. Outer Wilds, that's it. And they got that time loop thing, and I hated it. And everyone loved that game but me. So I just don't think that stuff's for me. I don't like being timed. I don't like being timed and told when I can't do a thing. I hate it. But I do like Dishonored, and I like that dev. So I could be convinced, is what I'm saying. All right, now we're getting weird. I like this. What's this? What do we got here? Kid Amnesia. Presented by Radiohead and Epic Games. Radiohead? What? What? Well, that's not a trailer. That's nothing. Sony, come on, man. What are you giving me here? What do you got going?
Lo va a dinero a pedo.
chez Oleti.
So what do? You grab a crab? What the hell was that? What was going on at the end there with the crab? I don't know. That looked all right. But that's all. Look, I'm looking it up. That's a third-party game. Give me an exclusive, Sony. Okay, there you go. PlayStation Studios.
The biggest pirate treasure of all time is within our...
It's the collection. Which is great. I love those games. These are some of my favorite games of all time. But it's just another remake. Okay, PC? Maybe. See, that's... You know how to help me buy a PlayStation. I've already got a PC that'll run this.
Hang on!
Oh, crap!
Everyone obsessed with this treasure gets what they deserve.
Are you ready to seek your fortune?
Hello. Nathan Drake. Bring your girlfriend with you. And Sully. Bring Sully.
Okay. Even that was underwhelming. They didn't give it a lot of time.
I'm Herman Hulst, head of PlayStation Studios. PlayStation Studios, at its heart, is a diverse and passionate group of storytellers at our collective of AAA studios all across the globe. Everything we do is driven and inspired by storytelling. As creators, PlayStation 5 gives us the opportunity to push the boundaries of storytelling even further. Our world-class development teams at PlayStation Studios have already delivered such incredible gaming experiences.
I love that way he says push.
And we're only just getting started. As you'll see today with the lineup of exclusive games coming for PlayStation Studios, we're going to continue to drive innovation, advance gaming, while always embracing the legacy of PlayStation and creating games that matter, games that you're not going to find anywhere else. Enjoy.
That's an interesting line, embracing the legacy of PlayStation. They've been criticized for not doing that, for saying, you don't want to play old games.
At the
Alright, here's your Spider-Man follow-up. That's good news. Not actual gameplay. Well, gosh dang it. That's fine. Whatever. I like a good trailer. Whatever. Is that Wolverine? It's not Wolverine, is it? I think it might be Wolverine. Shit. Oh, are you telling me Insomniac's making a Wolverine game? All right, now you got me. Gosh dang it. Oh, that's not enough info, but... Shit. Oh, I hope it's good. I mean, it's Insomniac. They don't make bad games. All right, here comes your Gran Turismo car porn. You guys ready for some car pornography? That's what this will be. Yeah, Omega 9, it might be the year to get it, right? Plus, it might be the only year you get it because they're so hard to get right now. Going to show any racing, or what's the plan here? Yeah, this is just going to be longing looks at automobiles, because that's what they do best with this particular series. And I get it. I know why people love it. I can't stand these games, but they're not for me, and I know that, and it's okay. They're not for me. Somebody out there is so stoked right now, they're losing their mind. I love cars too. I just don't know why these games bore me. I need more fun in them. They're too serious about everything. Yeah, Garrett's probably losing his mind. I don't know, Garrett. You know what? Garrett likes the Horizon Forza stuff better than these. So I have a feeling he's probably not so into it. It looks beautiful, don't get me wrong. Of course it is. It better be. Look at this webpage you can use. It's so not my game, though. I'm sorry. It's gorgeous. Look at that. Like, it's beautiful. But I also know that those games don't let me... You can't arcade your way through any of it. That's not it. That's not fun to me. But if you're a car enthusiast, I mean, why wouldn't you love this? I just don't care enough about cars, I guess. It's fine. I like Forza Horizon. It's already fun. I already like 4. I can't wait for 5. Dice Tomato, I'm into it. I already played the hell out of 4. All right. But I don't like for the mainline Forza games. Remember,
I have looked for an equal.
Oh, shit.
One who could push me.
Oh, Spider-Man. All right, so you got your Spider-Man follow-up.
One who could surprise me. Could even beat me. Yet all I found is disappointment. Will one of you finally give me what I desire?
It's Doc Ock or something. Who is this? Who's our villain? Freaking Venom. All right. I like Venom. But why does he have that accent? Yeah, why does Venom sound like Kraven? That's effed up. Or is Kraven Venom now? All right. That's good. These are the titles we want to see. Sony, this is what you got. Okay, Sony Studios. Let's see your next big piece of business here. There you go. You knew this was coming. That first game was so good. Gosh dang it. Boy!
He's a grown boy now.
Time is running out. The prophecies say Fimbulwinter leads to Ragnarok. War is coming. My story doesn't end hiding in these woods. I should be out there, finding out who I am, who Loki is.
I will not allow you to pick a fight with gods.
I don't want to fight anyone. I just want answers.
And if those answers lead to war with Asgard...
Maybe that's what Mother wanted.
You do not know what Mother wanted.
Well, I recognize that dour expression anywhere.
Odin's got tricks up his sleeve we haven't dared to consider.
What if there was someone who could help us?
You mean Tyr? The old god of war in these lands, who is dead.
Well, for a dead man, Odin seemed pretty keen on seeing he wasn't found.
If he's out there, we gotta find him.
Come in.
What in all yarns be the happen to him?
We're trying to stop Ragnarok, to help people. And what if the only way to do that is war?
War is not the only way.
Stop thinking like a father for a moment.
Still Teal'c doing the voice.
Like
no!
Boy!
You seem like a calm and reasonable person. Are you a calm and reasonable person?
Oh, this is poor shit.
In moments of crisis, panic does nothing. Harness it. Let it serve you.
This game's a surefire hit for them. So this is a good thing.
Tyr!
Are you coming with us?
Teal'c. Why is Jesus in this? Was that Jesus?
You'll get your answers soon enough. Well, some of them.
Okay. I don't know who she's supposed to be. All right. Well, finally, Jesus and... oh, did you say Tyr? I missed it. More updates in 7, 6, 5, 4, 3... What are we doing here? That was weird. Isn't that weird? That was weird. All right. I'll bet this is, what's her name? This is Aloy business, I'll bet. Nope, there's opinions. Okay, that may not be Aloy.
Unbelievable.
Yes, yes, inconceivable. See myself as fairly reasonable. But at times I can be stubborn, so if I have to, I will rock the boat. That's just not the way I like to roll. Truth thinks probably
didn't mean the opinions in the song.
A hundredfold. It's probable that I might press the envelope. Ideas so astronomical. Sometimes I find them comical. Yeah. Incomparable. Replay value phenomenal. Beat selection remarkable. Slowing me down impossible.
I rock no rollies. I don't hang around no phonies. I always advance. Say I fail. You know I stand. Raising the bar. Charge, I'm setting up camp, finding my stakes, I put on my tent, shoot for the stars, they fall in my hand, stick to my guns, I don't even flinch, can push all you want.
I guess that was it. I really wanted that.
Beat all the odds, I ain't got no limits, can it be stopped?
I really wanted the, my prediction, but it didn't happen.
Well, I recognize that dour expression anywhere.
Is that your whole deal there?
And that was the PlayStation Showcase. We've got more info and updates coming right now. And I'm, in fact, joined by no less than PlayStation Studios head Herman Holst.
All right. Now it's just talking. So what do you think? Where are you guys? How are you feeling about that? Are we feeling? I mean, it's not like they can reinvent the wheel every time they come out, right? They're talking about Turismo now, I guess. I don't know how I feel about it. That KOTOR news is good, but I don't think that's PlayStation exclusive. Is it? I mean, Tally, I don't think they said. See, we're going to have to find all this stuff out. Because I don't think everything up until the point that they started showing exclusives, like Gran Turismo, God of War, and all that. I don't think up and Wolverine. Wolverine looks amazing. Holy shit. I mean, it doesn't. It's not a game yet, but I know enough about the developer to know that they're going to get that right. And so I'm 100% sure and in on the idea of a Wolverine game. 100%. Like zero hesitation. I just want to know if it's exclusive, and I want to find out what all the exclusives are, because I don't think most of that stuff before we got to that were exclusives. We know Logan has a fight in a bar. We do know that, and that's a fun time for Logan and everyone involved, really. I'm happy to have a fight in the bar. That's cool. My biggest hang-up with this entire presentation was the focus of the exclusives was really short. And there weren't many, and it was all stuff we already knew about. And I thought, like, a new game would get announced. I guess Wolverine is that, but I don't know what I expect. I don't know. I'm always looking for, like, this generation's weird. Game Pass is a really strong argument. The Series X is a powerful console. It's doing great. And I'm getting to play that stuff on my PC as well. I was hoping maybe some service announcements, like, here's how we answer the Game Pass problem, more than Plus and more than Now or whatever the other thing is, the Streaming Now service. Yeah, and Sidian, you're not wrong. Part of this is, you know, we are beasts that are difficult to impress anymore at this stage. I know I am, but I can still get really excited. God of War looks amazing. Wolverine looks insane, even though there was nothing there. I'm sure the Spider-Man game is great, and I don't know how they're even going to do the Venom stuff, but whatever. Bring it on. Like, there's some stuff there, for sure. The fact that they left Aloy just out in the snow is a little weird. They didn't talk about that game at all, and that's coming out sooner than the rest of this stuff. Well, May, or was it March of next year? So, yeah, I don't know, man. Gray Fox, that's where my head's at. I need more than three games to get a PlayStation 5, and I need them. Yeah, I don't know. It's not enough for me yet. Especially because part of me thinks that eventually some of this stuff's just going to be on PC anyway. Although they seem to take a long time and decide, you know, to do it late. But I don't know. There's possibilities there. Anyway, we will get as much information as we can to try to understand what's exclusive, what isn't, and break some of this stuff down tonight on Core. So, regular Core episode tonight at 5 o'clock. That's a couple hours from now. And me and Bo and John will try to make sense of this and other stuff that's been happening during the week. So, if you could... Oh, and I thought there'd be VR stuff. That's the other thing. I really thought they'd talk some VR. I don't know why. It's because they haven't said a thing about it up till now. Other than something's in the works, so I just really thought they had an opportunity here to, like, go, oh, and by the way, they've gotten real shy about it. Okay, so confirm KOTOR is exclusive console at launch, but that means PC version will be out that day, and it means Xbox will get it later. Yeah, I don't know, man. That may not be enough. All right. We'll figure it out. Anyway, come back later, will you? We want to hang out with you again and talk about this stuff and get your impressions. We'll see you then.